I have a quick update about the Predator of Panama, and I have a favor to ask of you guys, my Christian brothers and sisters. So the update is this. Steve Coco, who I exposed in a video that I uploaded just a couple days ago, his goons are at it again, right? They are trying to intimidate the witnesses, the women who've come forward, the pastors who came forward. They've already been giving legal threats to me as well as to those other people. The John Mercier is the name of one guy who's giving legal threats, but it's more than that. They're being harassed, especially the women. I feel the worst for them. They're being harassed on social media. People who know their identities are slandering them. Milena is slandering them. That's a woman who's doing this, and she's probably deceived by Coco, but she's joining in the assault of these individuals. So my request is the following. I want to respond to Coco and his goons in this video. This will be my response to you guys, you goons. But also I want to ask first that in the comment section here in this video, especially if you speak Spanish, but if you would just give some encouragement to the ladies, if you give them some support, some encouragement as they're going through a tough time, we warn them. Before we did this video, I let them know this is going to be tough. When it goes public, it's going to be very public. You know, we wanted to make sure that they were on board, that they were ready for what was going to come. But I'd like for you to give them some encouragement if you would, please. For those who've actually watched the whole video, even if you just watch the first 10 minutes, you know what it's about. I know it's long, but it had to be that way. We've got tons and tons of evidence. I guarantee you that the people harassing them in the comment sections haven't even watched the video because they wouldn't say these things if they did. But my response to Steve Coco, to John Mercier, and potential responses in the future to Solomon Kepke or Gary York, if we got anything wrong in that video, I will openly admit it. I have not been shown that anything's wrong. If we did get anything wrong, I'm happy to post a retraction or take anything back. Absolutely, I only want to care about truth here and honesty and integrity. But if I, as I believe, you're using intimidation to try to silence people, to try to scare them, and you're doing more cover-up culture, my response to you is over my dead body. That's it. Whatever legal stuff you do, it will be matched. Whatever intimidation you do, it will be exposed. This is going to happen. Just trying to calm myself down a little bit. This cover-up culture stuff is real. And the Steve Coco video that I made is the best example of showing that cover-up culture behind the scenes, because we had Torben Sondergaard, a well-known leader in the church, who actually came out and said, I discovered this stuff. I have to show it to you guys. We have audio recordings of Steve Coco. We've got emails and messages. We have evidence that suggests that Coco actually tried to bribe people. We have recordings of him admitting that he it was his idea to offer money to Nick Gelis. We have all this stuff. And so to me, this is tremendously healthy for the body of Christ. If we can show what cover-up culture is, then we can give people the tools to spot it. Because once you see it in detail in one example like Steve Coco, you spot it anytime you see it in the future. You guys are then equipped to uncover the cover-up culture. This is such a big deal. It's such a big deal. So I'm grateful to the ladies. I'm grateful to the pastors. I'm grateful to everybody who put their necks out on this. And I've still got your back. And a lot of people down in the comments, you'll see there's a lot of people that got your back too. So be encouraged. Weather the storm. And may this be for the purpose of glorifying Jesus and his church, representing him well, because we cannot be a place where predators have safe harbor.